Mee Dung is a senior at Randolph-Macon Women's College. She says coming to the United States to study was absolutely the correct choice for her.
I'm from Nanjing, China, which is in the province of Jiangsu. That is about 2.5 hours away from Shanghai. Before I came to the States, I went to Singapore. For my high school, I stayed in Singapore for 4 years, and after that 4 years, I feel that I want to continue my college education in a bigger country, and I feel that the United States has the best college education in the world. And there was one vacation that I went back home to discuss my college plan with my dad, and my dad happened to have this friend who used to be a visiting professor at my current college. And he highly recommended this college because it is a women's college and it is in a very peaceful countryside in Virginia. So he felt that that will be a good starting point for me in the United States. And that's how I ended up here.
Math has always been Mee Dung's passion in life. However, after coming to Randolph-Macon Women's College, she started to have an interest in economics as well.
I like mathematics since my high school. I used to meet this excellent math teacher in my high school in Singapore, and he deeply inspired me, and that's how I decided to major in math. On the other hand, I wanted to major in economics because I felt that I don't want to, you know, indulge myself in the abstract world of math. I want to know about the society as well, you know, and I feel that economics is a subject that enables me to see how math is applied to real-world problems, because there are a lot of analytical problems and a lot of economics problems actually use math skill to solve. So I feel that these two majors are going to be a great combination. And right now I'm pursuing the career of an actuary, so I feel that these two majors serve me very well for this career.
One thing Mee says her studies have made her come to realize is how important it is to be a critical thinker. She says talking to her friends about her thoughts and listening to their opinions has helped her digest and integrate many different perspectives of how people view issues.
I feel that in the United States, the economy has developed with such a fascinating speed that there are a lot of loose connections in a society. I mean, people's spiritual life, the religious aspect of people's life kind of slip away with the advancement of the economic progress. And most of the time we're just immersed in this commercial culture and we're not even conscious about it. But I feel that overall the effect of this whole culture might not be always beneficial to the society. So I feel that my education enabled me to always look at the society critically, not only just take for granted to absorb whatever the culture that corporations, you know, have given to us, but think about whether the society is really progressing in a good direction or there are aspects that we should improve rather than just accept whatever is there.
Becoming an actuary in the insurance industry is Mee's plan after graduation, but there are still a few more things that have to happen before she pursues her career interest.
Actuaries are in great demand in China, especially actuaries who are working in the property casualty insurance field. And for actuaries, we need to complete about 10 exams for our career. Right now, I have only taken 3 exams so far. So I guess I will continue taking those exams while working in the United States, you know, to have the working experience in this country while finishing whatever I need to finish for my career. And after that, I really want to go back to Asia and work in Asia. So I feel that my expertise and knowledge will be very well applied in my country. But I guess when I go back initially, I still need to learn a lot more about my country's own situation, because I believe that the business culture there is very different from here in the United States.
Tune in next week for another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.